believers gathered at the Stockton Camp Meeting, St. Helena, California, June 8, 1911. To believers gathered at the Stockton Camp Meeting, my brethren and sisters, I would say to all who shall assemble at the camp meeting, there is a great and important work yet to be done in giving the light of present truth to men. We have but a short time in which to labor. Do not be careless and indifferent now. Seventh-day Adventists have been entrusted with great light, important truth. I am instructed at this time to call upon our people to give heed to this light and truth. Do not be indifferent to the messages God sends for the spiritual uplifting of His people, nor negligent of the responsibility that has been placed upon you in a knowledge of the first, second, and third angels' messages. I call your attention to the instructions sent in Volume 9 of the Testimonies to the Church. The messages of warning and instruction contained therein should be earnestly studied by every believer. The most solemn truths ever entrusted to mortals have been given to this people to proclaim, and the knowledge we have is not to be confined to a few places. East and west, north and south, lies the field of our missionary endeavor. There is no work of greater importance than that of giving to the world the light of present truth. I am instructed to say to our people that there must not come into our labor the spirit of speculation. Neither should we link up with unbelievers in the business of the world, for it is by such means as this that the enemy works to hinder us from fulfilling our God-given commission. We should not link up in business enterprises with those who have had the truth, but who refuse to accept the evidences that the Lord is at hand. We should not bind ourselves up with the interests and ambitions of the world, for when these things occupy the energies of heart and mind, we are not left free to do the work that must be done for those who are walking in darkness, and whose hope of enlightenment lies in a knowledge of Bible truth. I ask you to study the fifth chapter of Matthew. This chapter is full of instruction for the followers of Christ. Meditate upon its precious lessons. As you learn to appreciate these precious truths as that which should be sacredly cherished in your lives, as you take heed to every divine specification, they will work in your life that transformation of character that will make you a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people to show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. The lives of God's professing people are to show forth the virtue of Christ's character. Ye are the salt of the earth, the Savior said. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Matthew 5, verse 13. Consider the nature of the influence that is to go forth from those who claim to be followers of Christ. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets, Christ declared. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verses 17 to 20. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21. Christ says to his people, "Ye are the light of the world." Matthew 5, verse 14. By the revelation of truth in the life practice of the believer, men and women who know not God are to be warned of their danger and won to Christ. My brethren and sisters, be true to the light that God has committed to your keeping. Strive earnestly to live out the principles that bind the heart of the faithful to God.